Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Two programs have a great deal to offer the senior citizens of Marion County. Let's go in depth with Bonnie Stalzer with Marion County Senior Nutrition and Shelley Braley with the Knoxville Senior Center. Shelley, what do you do?
Well, I'm the Knoxville Senior Center Director, and I coordinate a lot of the things that go in the build around in the building, like activities and fundraisers, and I take care of maintenance and traveling every 4 months we go on a traveling trip.
Okay, and so you're trying to provide an interesting quality of life for the people that come, camaraderie, education, entertainment for the seniors.
Correct. I also help them like with their bills and take care of future policies and insurance and stuff like that. I do help with their paperwork.
Okay, so you do some consulting.
Right.
And so let's just say I need a little bit of help. I can't always get my checks written. I've got the money. You'd help me.
Correct.
People can buy, play pool. People can be a member, right?
Yes, we have a membership fee every month. It's $5 in that. And they can play pool with that and exercise, and they get their coffee discounted. A lot of different activities we do, like bingo, is they pay a lesser price for that as well.
Okay, and so they can come here and chat with their friends, meet new friends, interact, have a vibrant senior life.
Correct, yes. We have card players that come every morning, and they always want new members there.
And what kind of games do they play?
Hand and foot. Cribbage.
I'm sort of a pitch guy myself, but I'm sure so all kinds of games can come up. Cribbage is a great game.
Yes.
Keeps your mind active, kind of do the math.
Hand and foot's kind of like pitch.
Hand and foot is?
Pinnacle.
Oh, like pitch? Oh, okay. Well, fun. And Bonnie, what do you do?
I'm the director for Marion County Senior Nutrition. We provide the meals for the seniors both in a congregate setting as well as home delivered. We serve congregate meals at three different sites, which would be Knoxville, Pleasantville, and Pella. The home delivered is done in Melcher, Pleasantville, Knoxville, Pella, and Bussey. Right now, we do want to expand into some of the smaller towns such as Harvey and Tracy, but we just haven't got the resources right now to do that. We're trying to gain those resources.
Well, sure, and I've delivered meals on wheels,
appreciate that.
You know, on occasion and stuff, mm-hmm. And it's actually not a lot of work.
It's not, and we rely so heavily on the volunteers, and they are so much appreciated, so thank you, by the way. We, in those different towns, we have different organizations, a lot of churches, some of our government entities volunteer to deliver those. It takes about 45 minutes on most of the routes to deliver, and we deliver between 11 and noon. So a lot of people come out on their lunch hours and do that for us.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Bonnie Stalzer with Marion County Senior Nutrition and Shelley Braley with the Knoxville Senior Center. Some people like to have their lunches served at home. Some people mm-hmm. can't get out and need mm-hmm. to have them served at home.
Right.
But other people like the camaraderie and like
right.
to come and have lunch with friends.
Right, and that's the biggest positive for the congregate meals. They're actually getting that interaction, keeps their mind sharper, and actually the activity, too, of just getting here and interacting with those folks, it keeps you physical.
Now, I have a confession in that I really didn't know the difference between the senior center, the Knoxville Senior Center, and senior nutrition. I just thought that you were all part of the same thing, and you're not.
Right, correct. And that's kind of what we're trying to help people understand. The senior nutrition program is a government entity. We're governed by the county. We use some of the taxpayer monies as our income, as well as Older Americans Act funding, and then relying on donations from the clients themselves, as well as other organizations and such in the community.
And is it income-based somehow?
We have a suggested donation from the clients themselves, but we cannot make them pay. It's just whatever they can actually contribute. So it's not income. We don't make a profit off of any of it. We have a flat budget that we utilize, and a lot of times we fall short of that budget. So definitely not income.
All right, so part of my confusion then was because the senior center is housed in the basement of City Hall, but so is the congregate meal site, and in the past, all of the offices for senior nutrition.
Correct.
And was that common, or was that just me that was confused about that?
Very common, very common.
All right, and so you need to get that distinction made and for people to know just because you're in the same place doesn't mean you're the same thing.
Correct.
Correct.
Part of the issue with that is I don't want to talk to you, Bonnie, when I need to be talking to Shelley about my concerns for a particular issue, or Shelley, I don't need to talk to you about lunch.
Right, correct.
Right, all right. And so that's part of our purpose today.
Some of it is we don't want to not answer those questions, because we definitely don't want to keep passing the person back and forth between the two programs. But sometimes Shelley's not aware of what our program offers or what we can do, so we're the best experts on that, and vice versa with the senior center. She has the most knowledge of that that we can't answer then. So it's not that we don't want to be partners. We just need to make sure that we're
separate.
Correct.
Well, and of course, because you don't want to be, you want to be utilizing your own best resources for
correct.
The appropriate task rather than trying to help somebody.
Correct.
With, you have incomplete expertise.
Right. Well, another thing, too, is I'm accountable to the county taxpayers, so I need to make sure that the resources that I'm utilizing, I'm using it in the best interest of those county taxpayers. So if I'm actually using my resources to take care of something else, that's not in the best interest for those taxpayers. I need to make sure I am taking care of their funds.
Which puts you in a bind, because you want to be nice, you want to be helpful, but
yes.
You're supposed to be doing something else.
Exactly, yep.
And so it puts you and your staff in a sort of a compromised position, and same for you. You're supposed to be doing.
Right, and I'm nonprofit and she's county as well.
Okay.
So it's two different things.
Once people get used to this distinction, and it'll help. And then part of the issue too is before, in the past, the senior center didn't have a staff person, right?
Correct.
To go
yes.
to. All right. And so that makes a whole difference. If there's no staff person, that burden really fell upon senior nutrition.
Correct.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Bonnie Stalzer with Marion County Senior Nutrition and Shelley Braley with the Knoxville Senior Center. Each of you has different challenges and different opportunities to help serve the community. And I bet, being a baby boomer myself, there's a lot of things that you have to offer baby boomers and that we might not even know about.
Correct.
You want more baby boomers here, I presume?
We're trying really hard to get the baby boomers to come in with different activities, such as the new era of like Tai Chi and music, different kinds, types of music, dancing. Our future plans, we're hoping to have a bigger building so we can have a venue, different fundraisers as such.
Yeah, and where does your money come from now?
We have fundraisers and the membership fees and grants. I try to write grants.
All right, so you need more participation. The more people that participate, the more vibrant the place is, the more activities you have.
Correct.
Better equipment, et cetera. And we're aging. I mean, the population is aging, and that a good senior center is part of the quality of life of the community.
Very good, yes.
All right, so do you need volunteers, too, to help out with anything?
For parties and such bigger activities, it's just myself, so I'd like to have volunteers. I do have, we share a volunteer at the front desk, and that's really nice for, like, activities that we have scheduled on the calendar. But the bigger fundraisers, I do need volunteers, yes.
And so you also need people that are willing to support senior center.
Definitely.
And so if people, you know, should choose to make donations, that would be very helpful.
Oh, that would be very helpful.
And you have a whole different, being a whole different organization, you have a whole different set of opportunities and challenges.
Mm-hmm. I do. We actually have our volunteers organized. The administrative assistant that I have, Alicia, she actually organizes all of the home delivery volunteers and contacts different organizations and such to get put on that list to do that volunteerism for us. As far as, I do have a staff, about eight to ten members on our staff, and they help and do a lot for our program as well. Yeah, I mean, I should say very little. They do most of the hard work. So I just make sure that they're there if there's any problems, I guess.
Well, and the Meals on Wheels stuff is fun to do, and it's just like it's so easy. I remember the first time I came, I was a little nervous. Mm-hmm. Get the big blue bags to carry everything and the instructions what to do and what to give them, knock on the door.
And that's actually very important because you may be the only person that individual sees in a day. So if they have need of assistance or if they're having some kind of emergency, that individual who's delivering that meal can actually catch that. We had a situation a couple of weeks ago. Our delivery person went to one of the houses that we serve and noticed that the individual was acting differently than what she normally does. So the emergency contact was contacted, and she was actually found to need assistance, medical assistance. So you guys do even more than what you actually think you're doing for this program. You're keeping that individual that's homebound in touch with the rest of the world.
Yeah, you can tell some people want to chat.
Yeah, they do, because you could be the only person they're seeing.
Well, and they've always got something interesting to say, too. It's very rewarding to help.
I think that's a lot where we're missing with, you know, sometimes with the generations coming up, we don't spend as much time with our older adults getting information, gaining experience, and those things, stories from them that can actually ultimately help us, you know, in the future, if not right now.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else you'd like to share today, Shelley, I didn't think to ask or know enough, some other important message to get out in the community?
Well, we would like to expand our memberships. We would like to get new members, and I could start all kinds of new activities and such, evening activities. You know, it doesn't have to be a set time 9 to 3 that I work. You know, I just need feedback, and if anybody's interested, let me know what they would like the community to do, and I'm willing to participate in starting it.
Well, and there's probably some things to do. Maybe some sons and daughters will recognize if they're thinking that mom and dad aren't getting out like they used to do. Maybe this is just will open up a whole new world for mom and dad.
Oh, yes, definitely. They have a lot of people have created a great friendship here, you know, at the tabletop. You know, they do the tables, and then we always do something fun during before or after the meal and while they're here eating.
A lot of our elderly have to deal with loneliness.
That's right. That's right.
And that can be helped at the senior center. Yeah, lonely is pretty bad thing.
Yeah, can be.
Okay, but the problem can be solved for mom or dad, aunts or uncles. And is there anything that you'd like to share that I didn't think or know enough to ask?
Kind of going along with what Shelley indicated, if you have a parent or know of someone who would benefit from that congregate meal or joining the senior center, they can definitely get a hold of us at the senior nutrition. Just you can go on the county website. It has all of our information and a little bit of direction as far as what we offer. Yeah, like you said the loneliness is a terrible thing. You can actually see the deterioration of an individual if they spend all of their time alone versus someone who is interacting with other individuals. It's actually physically seen.
And so between both programs, which now I know are completely distinct, there's lots here to be had in Knoxville. And actually, you're in the whole entire county.
Correct.
For our seniors.
Correct.
Thanks to Bonnie Stalzer and Shelley Braley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.